In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. It's great to be with all of you on this day in which we celebrate the Paschal Mystery, Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. So I'd like to start off our day by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the Mother of the Church, and Mary is the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, when we pray that beautiful prayer at the end of the Rosary, which is the Hail Holy Queen, we like to also invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Mary is indeed our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to bless us with her fervent and powerful prayers as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now I'd like to invite to be with us our spiritual director. Our spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. The Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of Our Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler, as well as our Counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as our Sanctifier. The Holy Spirit is also known as our Interior Master. St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba, Abba, which means Father. So let's beg the Holy Spirit to come upon us and enlighten our intellects and to set our hearts on fire with that divine love. As we pray the classical traditional prayer to the Holy Spirit together, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. 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 Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, Lady Guadalupe, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Clare, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. True it is, my friends, the family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. So after praying with you, I will pray for you in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which is the prayer par excellence. Prayer par excellence. So I'd like to pray for all of you and place you on the altar and offer the following intentions. First, that all of us would be open to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention will be I'd like to pray for all of our family and family members. For our conversion, our sanctification, and our salvation. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we read in one of the Gospels last week, says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So pray for the conversion, the ongoing sanctification and salvation of all of our family members. And then I'd like to pray in a special way for all those who will be dying. In the course of the next 24 hours, that they would be given the grace of final conversion. Our Lord says, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? That all of them, as well as ourselves, that we would have the grace of all graces. We'll also pray for Richard, who was diagnosed with cancer, and all of the soul of Jeanette Rios, who passed away this morning. All these very important intentions. And I mentioned to you yesterday that starting tomorrow, we're going to be starting an 8-day Ignatian retreat in the parish of St. Peter Chanel. So I'd like to invite all of you to come to that. In our perseverance talks the next week will be a little bit different. I'll be starting at about 7:20. I'll give about a half hour talk and then then we'll have the Mass. And I'll be giving another talk about 10:15 and 1:45, and another priest will give the last talk at about 4:15. So all of you are invited to participate online. So our perseverance meetings the next week will be a little bit altered. Actually, we invite you to come to our retreat. And we invite all of you to invite some of your friends to make the Ignatian retreat. We'll give the talk and we'll be giving you also a biblical passage to meditate upon for this 8-day Ignatian retreat. It's the first time we're doing an 8-day Ignatian retreat on the parish level. I've gone for the past many years to a nearby retreat house. But this year we'll be doing it at the parish itself. So my friends, the readings today are very beautiful. So I'd like to start off, my style is I'd like to give you a kind of a summary to paraphrase the reading. And then to give you an interpretation, and then after that, an application. So the talks online will be given right on Facebook, and eventually transferred to YouTube. So if you just log on to this regular Facebook channel, you'll be able to follow me. I'll be starting about 7:20 will be the opening retreat talk. And we'll have the Mass at 8 o'clock. There will be a homily in that. And then another talk at about 10:15. Another one at 1:45. And then another priest will give the last talk at about 4:15. So you're all invited. You might try to participate in this retreat as best you can. You have your family obligations, but we're going to be giving you a lot of information to do a good Ignatian retreat. So, fine. Let's jump into the readings for today. First reading is the following. I'll try to give you the overall context. We encounter the great prophet Elijah. Now Elijah is a faithful prophet who has denounced to King Ahaz and Queen Jezebel their false practices. They're worshiping the gods of Baal. And there are many of these pagan priests that are offering worship to false gods. So Elijah challenges these false priests to a deal, in which on the altar, first the false priests are jumping around on the altar, invoking God, and nothing really happens. Then Elijah places the sacrifice on the altar, places water, an abundance of water that's dripping down all the way to the exterior, and then he calls upon God, and God laps up the water, consumes the holocaust. And then Elijah ends up by slitting the throats of these false prophets of Baal. So as a consequence, Jezebel, the queen married to Ahaz, who were her priests, she is infuriated. So she makes a vow that she's going to end up by killing Elijah. So Elijah, aware of her plot, he takes to his heels and flees from the presence of Jezebel, heading toward the holy mountain. After a day's journey, Elijah the prophet runs out of gas, so to speak. And he falls asleep. Now here it is, underneath a broom tree. So I am in the Bible in that passage. But as he's slumbering, God sends an angel to him. And the angel wakes him up. And he presents to the prophet Elijah some bread that he encourages him to eat. Tells him to get up and eat because the journey is long. The journey is going to be tiresome. Get up and eat. So Elijah eats the bread, but then he goes back to his sleep. The angel once again wakes him up and says, eat. The journey is long. So Elijah gets up and eats for the second time. And as a result of that bread that he has eaten, Elijah is given the power and the energy. He's given the power and the energy to walk 40 days. From the energy and power that he got from the bread of the angel. And he arrives at the holy mountain. Now, this biblical passage with Elijah is very symbolic. Theology is called biblical typology, a type or a symbol in the Old Testament that becomes a reality in the New Testament, because the gospel we're having for about 5 weeks is taken from John chapter 6, with Jesus in the synagogue of Capernaum. He gets up and he gives a brilliant discourse. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Do not seek the food that perishes. Moses gave the bread, the manna to the people in the desert, but they died. But whoever eats the bread that I give will have everlasting life. And even though he dies, he will be raised up on the last day. So there is a parallel, a similarity between the first reading and the gospel reading. First reading, the gospel reading. So what does this really mean to us? Elijah eating bread and walking 40 days and 40 nights. Arriving at the holy mountain. Well, my friends, in our perseverance family conversation, the purpose of our lives we are all here a very short time on life. Is to get to heaven. St. Ignatius points it out very clearly. We are created to praise God, to reverence God, to serve God, and by means of that, to save our immortal souls. Baltimore Catechism says, we're here to know God, to love God, to serve God in this life, so as to be happy with God forever in heaven. So, the person of Elijah is symbolic of our lives on earth. Maybe we don't have a Jezebel . We are the person of Elijah, and perhaps we do not have a Jezebel pursuing us exactly like Elijah. But we have other types of Jezebels. Making it to the holy mountain, my friends, is symbolic of us all making it to heaven. That's right. Elijah making it to the holy mountain is symbolic of us making it to heaven. The road is long, and we have many obstacles to arrive at the holy mountain, which is heaven. Many obstacles. Most specifically, the devil, the flesh, and the world are our constant enemies. So if we do not nourish ourselves, we do not nourish ourselves frequently on the bread of life, then we will collapse along the way. We will collapse along the way. One occasion I was teaching confirmation. The group of teenage boys. And the topic of our conversation was we're talking about the last things. In theology it's called eschatology. The reality of death and judgment and heaven and hell. And he asked the teenage boys, what would you like for your last meal? One boy, a Big Mac. Domino's Pizza. Taco Bell. A steak from Black Angus. They're all interjecting and mentioning their favorite meal. Someone in the class, though, said, I would like my last meal to be Holy Communion. And that was me. That was me. That was me. And they got the drift. Because if our last meal, the last nourishment, the last meal we receive is that. And we receive it worthily, my friends. We've made it. We made it home safe. Jesus says this very clearly in the Bread of Life Discourse. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, but they died. Whoever eats the bread that I give will live forever. So the word, the proper word that we give for the last communion is called Viaticum. I think I may have mentioned this in the past, but it's about 2 years ago, my mother's health was declining very quickly. She's already into her 90s, and it looked as if her end had come. She was in New Hampshire, so my brother, the doctor from Florida, got on a plane and flew to New Hampshire. Myself from California arrived in New Hampshire. What I did was, she was in her bedroom, and I set up a makeshift altar. And what I did was, I I heard her confession. I gave her the anointing of the sick. Then I gave her a celebrated Mass and I gave her Holy Communion. Then after Holy Communion, me and my brother, we prayed the rosary and we prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy. My mother said, I'm ready to go now. But what happened was, she recovered her strength, and this has been a good 2 years, and she's relatively healthy now. But my intention in traveling those, crossing the country, was to help her by giving her the last sacraments to be able to die in the state of grace and to go to heaven as soon as possible. So, Viaticum is very much related to the first reading and the Gospel reading. Viaticum actually means food for the journey. We are pilgrims. We are all pilgrims heading toward our eternal destiny. We're all pilgrims heading toward our eternal destiny, and our eternal destiny is to get to heaven. We should always have our eyes fixed on the goal, on the finish line. That's right. Related to this topic that we're talking about, Elijah nourishing himself and walking the 40 days and 40 nights to the holy mountain, and Jesus speaking about the bread of life discourse, I'd like to make reference to one of my favorite movies. And in Spanish it's called El Gran Milagro. And in English it's called The Greatest Miracle. So if you haven't seen this film, I strongly recommend that you see this film. It's called El Gran Milagro, The Greatest Miracle. And I'd like to present this in such a way that we see its purpose. It's a story of three individuals who go from a state of desolation to a state of great consolation. I like to really hook it up to the readings today. And really, it's very, I'd say it's very Ignatian in the sense that we see three people very sad, very depressed, very discouraged, very disheartened, almost hopeless. There's an elderly widow, Doña Cata. There's a young widow, Doña Monica. And then there's a bus driver, Don Chano, whose son is dying of terminal cancer. And what happens is God will turn this situation around 180 degrees. God will give these three people a spiritual U-turn. This is what happens. God sends the three of them their guardian angel. And their guardian angel takes them from their place and leads them on the way to the church, to the Mass. The three of them. While they're at Mass, the guardian angel sits next to them. And he explains all the different parts of Mass. From the very beginning to the end. So the very beginning of the Mass to the very end of the Mass, the final blessing, the final hymn, the guardian angel sits next to them and explains every different part of the Mass to them. One of the scenes shows a young couple coming into the Mass late with their child, not really paying attention to what's going on in Mass. Even though the greatest prayer is happening, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, this couple is really not paying attention. And the guardian angel says, they're really not gonna get too much out of the Mass. Because they're not paying attention, they're not bringing anything to the Mass. Remember one occasion years ago, my mother and father were teaching confirmation to teenagers. It's in a very, very affluent town in Massachusetts. And one of the teenage girls was rebellious, resistant, basically seemed to be forced to go to confirmation by her parents. And either my mom told me this or I overheard it. I don't remember. It's a good 40 years ago. This girl said, "Well, Mrs. Broome, I really don't get anything out of Mass. So he said that very bluntly in front of the other students. I really don't get anything out of Mass. And my mother said, you don't get anything out of Mass because you don't bring anything to the Mass. And the analogy she gave was very good. She said, okay, you like to go to parties. You like to go to birthday parties. And the girl said, oh, yeah, I really like that a lot. This was before the cell phone. I like parties, especially birthday parties. My mother pursued her with this question. Well, when you go to the birthday party of one of your friends, does your friend give you a gift or do you bring your friend a gift? And the girl responded, well, if it's my friend's birthday party, obviously I'm going to be bringing her a gift to the party, to the one that we're celebrating, the one whose birthday it is. By means of analogy, my mother said, well, the same thing about the Mass. The Mass is a fiesta. The Mass is a feast. Many people don't get anything out of Mass because they don't bring anything to the Mass. I thought that response was pretty darn good. What do you think? I thought it was a very good response. So if we're called when we go to Mass to bring something to the Mass. And honestly, the more we bring to the Mass, the more grace we'll get from the Mass itself. For that reason, the Second Vatican Council, the document Sacrosanctum Concilium, Sacrosanctum Concilium says we should be participating fully, actively, and consciously in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So we're called to participate fully, actively, and consciously in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So I really like that analogy that I'm giving you now. So I'd like to invite all of us, when we celebrate, we are in the context of a parish, when we celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, almost always there is a specific intention that some individual asks, sometimes months before. For a certain individual. But all of us So we really live out the readings in the gospel and first reading of Elijah eating the bread and walking the 40 days and 40 nights to make it to the holy mountain. And Jesus speaks about, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I'll raise him up on the last day. To really live out these readings in the Mass today, we have to participate more fully, actively, and consciously in the Mass. So invite all of you, if you don't already do this, always bring something to the party. As my mother would say to that girl, to the birthday party, always bring something. I pray for that individual, but we can offer many, many, many intentions. One of the intentions that I'll be offering in Holy Mass today will be the upcoming retreat that will be starting tomorrow for 8 days. But the intentions that we make in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass are limitless. We can offer as many intentions as we like. Sometimes I offer so many intentions, I'm afraid that the altar is going to cave in. Offering as many intentions as we possibly like. So true, we want to beg for that grace to live out the gospel passages, to live out what we're listening to and the Word of God. And it's interesting also related to the topic today, Elijah eating the bread and walking 40 days and 40 nights and Jesus preaching in the synagogue of Capernaum, the bread of life discourse. I think there's a real connection between that and the Our Father and the whole idea of daily bread. What do we say every time we pray the Our Father? There are 7 petitions. And one of these intentions is, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Could that mean also daily Mass and daily Holy Communion? I would say yes. May we hunger and thirst for the bread of life. In the words of the psalmist, Psalm 41, as a deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul longs or yearns for you, O Lord, my God. And as St. Augustine says, Jesus hungers that we hunger for him. Jesus thirsts that we thirst for him. So my friends, offer your prayers for our upcoming retreat. And I'd like you to share our message to the whole world. It's a good way to evangelize. And I, for my part, and our Perseverance family, I'd like to impart to all of you my priestly blessing that God's blessing would descend upon all of you, your loved ones, and bring you to eternal life. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Saint Clare of Assisi, whose feast day would be today, intercession of Saint Clare of Assisi, whose feast day would be today, may God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And on this Sunday, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia. 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 Amen.